Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. I guess today is the fourth day of the Jahlil Okafor trade watch. Well, maybe something will happen today. Maybe not. But I said that yesterday, and this guy killed me. A guy on Twitter was like, "Hey, Pompey, thanks for giving us some news. Maybe, maybe not." I was actually joking when I said that, and he took it literal. But, hey, bruh, I appreciate you. Thanks for reading it. listening to the podcast. That's what I'm talking about reading. But anyway, today, you know, this is a day after another Sixers win. You know, they beat the Charlotte Hornets yesterday. I'm up in Boston. The Sixers were supposed to practice today in Boston. And so I kind of like hurried up and came here. And then, you know, I got here yesterday evening and, you know, for a morning practice. And I found out, when I woke up this morning that they weren't practicing. I mean, Mike Preston, he did, you know, send it out after the game. But I just didn't see the text message. I saw it this morning. So, it's Valentine's Day. And I'm sitting in a hotel room. Yeah, I guess that's romantic, right? But anyway, it's all good. Now, look, this is what I want to talk to you about Okafor. You know, I think that his best bet, and I believe I said this before, is going to Chicago, you know, playing for his hometown team, his team that really likes him. And, you know, some people may say, well, what's up with the holdup? I mean, why are they taking forever to decide and make a deal go through? You know, I think there's a lot of things, you know, that has to happen first. Now, first of all, this is just me talking here. This is just me. Now, you know, first of all, you want to see what other options you have. And also, if you're the Sixers and if you're the Chicago Bulls, you don't want to hurry up and announce a trade without doing all your homework. And what I mean by homework is we're talking about a guy in Jahlil Okafor who has a bum knee. We can say what we want about the knee. Some days he says that everything is fine, that he has, you know, it's just sore, he's healthy. Well, the fact remains is that he had surgery back in March. It was only supposed to be a short recovery time, and he's still bothered by the knee. So, this is what could happen. I think that Jahlil Okafor, he's in Chicago right now. And if I was the Chicago Bulls, I'm not saying it has happened, but I'm saying if I'm the Chicago Bulls, I would want Jahlil to come over and see some of my doctors. I would want the doctors to check him out to see if everything is on the up and up. And if I'm the Sixers, I want that to stay as quiet as possible. Right? So this is what happens. So if Jahlil Okafor goes and he gets the physical, he passes the physical, the next thing you know, they announce, okay, we have a trade. If he goes and he doesn't pass the physical, the next thing you know, we couldn't work out the details of the trade. Now that's what they'll come out and publicly say, but you're assuming that maybe the knee just didn't hold up, or maybe the knee didn't pass the test. See, because the worst thing that the Sixers want in this instance is you're saying that you're going to have a trade for Okafor. You traded him to the Chicago Bulls, but then he can't pass the physical, right? The next thing you know, you're going to have a hard time moving him. Secondly, it looks bad because you think about what happened to the Pelicans with the Drew Holiday deal when he goes there. And, you know, next thing you know, you come find out that the NBA fined the Sixers $3 million because of, you know, withholding information and stuff like that. And it also doesn't look good because of, let's face it, the Joel Embiid stuff that happened this weekend. When we were told that he just had a bruised knee, they never even said it was a bone bruise. You had to find out that it was a bone bruise. And then next thing you know, you find out that he has a slight tear to the meniscus. Even though, you know, some people may say, hey, that's not that serious, but it all adds up. And then what happens is you look at the Sixers and their players as all damaged goods. You don't want to trade for them. And especially if you know that this guy failed a physical. Now, again, I'm not saying that's what's holding the deal up. You know, maybe it could be something else. But what I'm thinking is if I was the general manager of the Chicago Bulls, I would like for him to take a physical before I made a trade for him. And if I was Brian Colangelo, and knowing that the public backlash I would get, I would wanted him to do the same, and I would want for you to keep, for people to keep it as quiet as possible. You know, I mean, it's just, this is something that they can't afford to get out there. You know, now something else, when you think about it, you know, it's hard. The Sixers, I'm talking about the Sixers play right now. Okay, so they won 3 consecutive games. Okafor did not play in 2 of the games, the past 2. And then he rarely didn't play that much in the second half or in the fourth quarter, if he played at all any of the fourth quarter against the game in Orlando. So, you know, if I'm a team, unless I got a real serious deal in place, I'm saying to the Sixers, hey, look, man, that's good, that's fine and dandy, but you guys are winning without him. You know, it's like, you know, Nerlens Noel is playing well. You know, when you guys go small ball, they're able to bring your team back. And then you also point out the fact that, hey, you know, you guys are 11-7 without him. You guys only won 10 games when he played. So, you know, you won more games when he hasn't played than when he has. So, you know, that kind of factors in a couple things, you know, with that being said, in regards to trade value and bringing trade value up. But, you know, I wish Okafor a lot of luck. Who knows, you know, by the time you guys read this podcast, you may hear something. And to the guy who ripped me on Twitter, you may not. But I'm just having fun. But the thing is, I think that the reason why the holdup is, it's just some things that people have to go through. I don't think that they have a lot of offers. I think if they had a lot of offers that we, you know, if they would have had a lot of offers, something would have been done by now. They would have decided to take it. But I think that the holdup could be, like I said, his health. It could be some other things. But, you know, again, if I was a general ramp manager, you know, I really wouldn't want to trade for somebody who every time you look in the second half, you see him with ice on his knees, you know, and you see people holding him out because of that. I mean, you know, it's obvious. There were teams who were interested, but there were teams who were also fearful because they did not want to get a guy who they felt like had damaged goods, because he is the 3rd overall pick in the draft. So with that, you know, you're saying that that's a big acquisition. And you know what? If he struggles on the floor, you know what? That's bad. But if he's unable to get on the floor because of his knee, and he's unable to play extended minutes because of his knee, you know, I mean, you might as well start packing up your bags if you're a general manager, because, you know, they're going to want you to get out of town. And you probably get fired over something like this, especially being, like I said earlier, the Sixers, a team that has, you know, a history of, you know, withholding important information when it comes down to making deals. But look, now I'm just going to tell y'all this. I know that we're about to go into the All-Star break. We'll see if Jahlil Okafor is still going to play in the Rising Stars Challenge. And if so, will he be wearing a different team? He probably will by that point. But when you get back, it's going to be a bunch of home games. I think the Sixers have 11 home games left. You know, and I think that you'll be wise to go check this team out. I mean, because, you know, Embiid will probably be back towards the latter part of the season. I'm not 100% sure if we'll see Ben Simmons. I mean, I'm just not. I mean, to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense. This guy hasn't even been out there in the 5-on-5s the way they want him to be. And then when he comes back, he's not going to be the Ben Simmons that we want him to be because he hasn't played ball in a while. He has to get his game legs under him. But I'm going to tell you this, though. It will do yourself a favor and go to see the Sixers game this year, because it's going to be probably hard to get next season, especially with, you know, the new draft pick they're going to have. They're probably going to get some more free agents. You know, Embiid and Simmons are both going to play. So, you know, if I was you, I would go check out some games now, and I would go through SeatGeek, though. Why? Because SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the basketball games you want to see up close and in person. Right? There's nothing like being at the arena for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a great value. But look, just don't get the seats, man. I mean, just don't go in there and get the tickets. What you need to do is you need to download the app. You know, you got to download the SeatGeek app, and when you do that, you'll get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. And this is how I'm going to tell you to do that. You go download the app, like I said, capital S and C and capital G and app. And you go to the settings tab and you click on where it says add a promo code. Enter the promo code capital L, capital O, Sixers. And in Sixers, that's two different words. Like there's L-O, then there's a space, and then there's Sixers. And with Sixers is a capital S, right? When you do that, SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. So, like, do that tomorrow. You know what I mean? If you don't have anything to do, watch the game. And if you don't feel like watching the game, you know what? Follow me on Twitter. Matter of fact, you can do both of those. Just follow me on Twitter. Watch the game. You know, you can follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. And then next thing you need to do is, like, 20 minutes after the game, go to Philly.com, and we'll have a quick recap up there for you. And then, of course, you know, come a couple hours later, and we'll have a better, more updated story on there. So, you know, do that. I'll talk to y'all. I'll be here tomorrow. Chat with y'all, like, see, you know, see what the Sixers say at shoot around tomorrow. And then from there, I'm going to go to New Orleans. You know, it was funny because, you know, when we first did this, there was a chance that Embiid was going to play in the All-Star game. There was also a chance that, you know, we're going to have three guys in the rookie sophomore game, which is, you know, the game's changed his name several times, but I always go by the rookie sophomore game. It seems like right now, man, the only person that's going to represent the Sixers are Dario Saric in that game, in which he could still have a great game, and I'm looking forward to covering him. But it was one of those things that this could have been a great moment for the Sixers, but Embiid is hurt now. He got the All-Star snub. And, you know, we'll probably see Okafor, you know, playing in a different uniform by then. But imagine if he doesn't. Wouldn't that be weird? Let's just say if Okafor plays in this game and he totes out there with some Sixers stuff on, right, to play in an All-Star game because the trade has yet to be finalized. But at the same time, he hasn't been with the team. You know what I mean? It's like he said his goodbyes. He was shaking hands, kissing babies, doing the whole nine. But for this one particular game, you know, he's still a part of the group. I mean, you know, that would be kind of sort of like crazy. I mean, it might even be embarrassment for the team because it's saying like, whoa, you guys couldn't get the deal done? You couldn't get the deal done? So here's your All-Star. And if that happened, it would be, you know, if he didn't make a trade, it makes you wonder or not, would he play in the game because of that? Because, you know, there's going to be so many questions. I mean, you know, there's going to be so many questions. Well, how come the trade didn't go through? Are you disappointed? You know, when you were in Chicago, did you talk to the team? Did you take that test? Did they ask you to take that physical that Pompey said if he was a general manager, you should take? You know, so there's going to be a lot of questions, man, a lot of questions. But, hey, I want to thank y'all for listening in. If I got a little long-winded, was ear-beating, doing all that other stuff, I'm sorry, but I would just like talking this morning, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow morning. Have a nice day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.